Hi, this is Dave. I'm the city inspector here. And I'm in apartment 210.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that we can't approve this. This whole Airbnb thing. Because it doesn't seem fire safe. The airbed and breakfast service.com.
No, wait. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
calling the right number.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess Airbnb, they expect their, you know, the people that rent out their rooms to get them inspected to have a better rating.
Oh, that's not me.
Well, oh, no. The person who lives in apartment 210 called us.
About what?
Well, to inspect all the separate units, because he's divided up this whole apartment. Like, one of the bedrooms is 2 units, and the living room is 3 units. Like, he's divided all up and put doors on all the separate units.
What?
And it's the main problem.
No, wait a minute. Are you here at apartments?
Yeah, on court.
And you're in Orlando Gomez's apartment?
That's the guy.
And what did he do in his apartment?
Hold on, let me type that in. He's divided up his apartment into a bunch of different units so that he can...
He can't do that.
Well, no, he did. He's been doing this for a while, apparently, because he put up drywall. He put up studs and drywall and...
No, wait a second.
Painted it. It looks...
No. We inspect the apartments every year.
Oh, well, you're going to want to look at this one. Yeah, so
I'm going to. I'm sending my maintenance man up to you now.
Well, I'm trying to tell you something. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So the main problem we have is he installed a urinal in every single I'm sorry, let me get a glass of water.
Oh my god.
So the urinals that he installed in every single unit in here, because there's 8 separate units inside this apartment.
8?
Yeah, there's people staying here currently. There's looks like 4.
No, that can't be. It's Orlando, and it's his mother and his wife.
I don't know.
His mother is like 90-something.
They're Airbnb customers now.
Who's Airbnb? I don't know what you're saying to me.
Oh, it's an online thing. Just go to Airbnb.com. It's like a hotel, but instead of staying in a hotel, you stay in people's apartments.
No, and, not here. You
and,
don't.
And oh no, he does. He rents them out. There's 4 people staying here right now. And there's
overlooking the pool.
Yeah. Well, I can't get into that room because it's locked. But
what room? Honey, I don't think you're in the right place. But I'm coming up to apartment 210 right now.
Don't listen. So
yeah, Northeast 50th Court.
The problem that I've been trying to tell you about for the past 18 minutes. Is that the urinals, there's no plumbing for them. They just drain into the walls.
Oh, for God's sakes, you don't understand. We don't allow this, and we have inspections.
I'm the inspector.
I'm coming right up to the door
I'm
now.
The inspector, you dumb hoe. I'm the city inspector for Fort
Excuse
Lauderdale.
Me? What did you just call me?
I said I'm a city inspector.
No, what did you just call me?
No, because you're yelling at me, okay? I got upset, I'm sorry. But about these urinals... They don't drain. There's no plumbing. They just drain into the walls, and that's not safe. That creates mold and stuff.
Oh. Hi. Hey, where's Orlando? No, here? Nobody here? You have an inspector here?
I didn't think
you did. No. You're in the wrong... You're calling the wrong place.
Oh, no. Actually, I was just prank calling you, ma'am.
Right. Fuck you.
You blowing smoke up my ass, butter. What's going on here?
She screamed Cactus. Fuck you in front of her tenants.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus.
Cactus this cocksucker.
If I come down and punch your head off.
Cactus.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 453. This one is sponsored by Effin' Reality. Thank you, Effin' Reality, for being the sponsor of today's show. Today is March 30th, 2018. You have exactly 2 days left, or maybe not exactly, but you have about 2 days left to support the Kickstarter, to get a PLA coin and a Snowplow Show coin and a lapel pin. And holy crap, it's up to $3,600 now, 183 backers. And you guys are pretty much turning me into a big liar from what I said last time. because at this point, I think I can use some of that extra money to order more coins and more lapel pins, so maybe I will have plenty left over in the end. I'm still not completely sure about it, but it seems a lot more likely now that I can give out a lot more stuff to the Patreon people. And me saying that's probably going to make the Patreon people withdraw their support on Kickstarter, and then that will make me a liar yet again, because then I won't be able to do it. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Good luck, everyone, getting the stuff that you want to get. Just support the Kickstarter, just to be safe. It's only 10 bucks. Besides the Kickstarter, I have a couple of announcements, and this first one probably doesn't matter because I think I'm not going to get the show up in time for you to know about this, but I think it's I Regret Jumping is organizing a game night in the PLA chat room, or maybe it's part of the Hijinks Hangout chat room over on Discord. I completely forget what the game is, but it's like a game that everybody can watch. He's going to be streaming it on his Twitch channel, and everyone can participate in it. I think I remember it working kind of like Cards Against Humanity, where it's basically Mad Libs and hilarity ensues, and I don't know how it works. I have never seen it played. I'm probably going to watch it as I finish editing up this show, because it starts in about an hour, and I don't think I'll have the show out by then, but maybe I will. I Regret Jumping says that King Richard and Olga is going to be participating in the game, and also Cody, and he doesn't know who else. I assume he's going to be a part of the game, since he's the one streaming it. But the way it works is you can download this app on your phone for the game, and you can vote on the answers, something like that. I'll have a link in the show notes to the Twitch stream of this, and I'll post it on the Twitter so some more people can get involved with that. Announcement number two is that tomorrow night, on Saturday night, oh, there, he just posted his Twitch URL for me. It's twitch.tv/iregretjumping2, like the number 2. I guess someone stole his URL. That's hilarious. He had to put a 2 on it. What a loser. But announcement number 2 is that on April 1st, that's when the new batch of Calls of Mass Confusion starts. That's the stuff that I've been filming for the past year with Giad and a bunch of other people, Carlito, Dwight, JagTV, XYZ, Riley, who else? I can't remember. But we've done a ton of stuff, and on Saturday night, Giad's going to be hosting another show just like he did last year. It's basically going to be his yearly The Art of Phone Larking show, and I guess he'll be using the show to promote the new Calls of Mass Confusion calls that are coming out. And I assume he will release one on the night before April 1st. And I don't know if he's releasing the first videos tomorrow night, or if he's just going to wait until April 1st, right at midnight or something. Maybe the whole thing's an April Fool's joke? I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see, but be sure to be around for that. I assume this is all going to take place on the Prank Call Nation Mixlr channel, mixlr.com/prankcallnation. So be listening right around 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Oh yeah, I guess the show will end right around midnight Eastern time, so I'm sure he will release it tomorrow night after the show, probably. You'll be able to watch the new videos at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you want to subscribe to that channel and start watching the new Calls of Mass Confusion videos. He's not going to do full episodes like last year. This time it's going to be individual videos. And he says there's going to be like a new one every single week for the next 12 years or something like that. I forget the exact details. I'm sure Giad will explain it all tomorrow night, and I'm going to be on there with him. I'm going to be on the show with him. I assume a bunch of the other Calls of Mass Confusion people will be too. So it's going to be a big show with me and Carlito and Giad and probably Dwight and a bunch of other people. Be listening to that tomorrow. I think that's about it for the announcements. I should probably just get started with today's show, which has already been recorded. It's partially a pre-recorded show and partially a live show that I did earlier today. Oh, by the way, I'm going to go meet Olga and King Richard on Monday morning up in Portland. And I'm just mentioning that so because I feel like this could be a trick. This could be like a really organized kidnapping. If I turn up missing, everyone, most likely the last people to see me was King Richard and Olga. I'm encoding their phone number into this show. You'll probably notice clues throughout the show that tells you how to contact them so that you can alert the authorities and tell them, you know, where I am, where to find me, where their bunker is most likely located. I'm a little bit nervous about this. Wish me luck, everyone. Keep me in your prayers. I've got a prank submission here from Seth, and he gives me a specific apartment building to call, and he says, "Hey, Brad, I have a great idea for a Tenants from Hell prank. Call up these motherfuckers, tell them you live there, and that you're painting the walls with Rhino Lining truck bed liner. The apartment is filling up with fumes, and the neighbors are really upset. Some of them are even throwing rocks at my window. I don't know about that part, but that sounds kind of hilarious to say that I'm coating the walls with that truck bed liner stuff. I don't know how that stuff works exactly. I think it sprays on or paints on or something. It gives the bed of your pickup truck a nice texture. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up this place, and hopefully they're going to answer. Hello. I'm a tenant here at the apartments, and I needed to let you know about the fumes.
The fumes? Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you. Is your phone broken or something?
No, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, but I can't hear you. Anyway, I've been painting the walls and ceiling and floor of my apartment with Rhino lining. You know that truck bed liner stuff?
I'm not personally familiar with it.
Yeah, you can spray it in the bed of your truck, and it makes this plastic shell.
Okay.
Inside your truck. I've been spraying that all over my apartment and making just a giant plastic shell out of my apartment. And it looks awesome and everything, but oh boy, the fumes. You know, it's an oil-based paint, and it's really smelly, and if the neighbors complain, that's what it is. I just didn't want you guys to be, worried about the fumes.
Okay. What's your address?
I've got the window open. I'm airing it out. I'm at 542.
Okay. And what's your name?
Roy.
Rossi.
Gerbel.
Can you spell that, please?
Gerbil.
Okay. I'll make a note of it. And if anybody calls in, I will make sure that's on file.
Okay, great. And is that going to be a problem? Because when I move out of here, I don't see this truck bed lining stuff being easily removed.
Well, if we have to do, repaint it after you move. If we have to do anything extra to strip whatever you put on the wall, we would have to take it out of your security deposit.
Yeah, but, this is more than just a paint job. It makes this hard plastic shell out of everything. Like, I basically live inside of a hard plastic shell now. The entire apartment is just this hard plastic shell. It's all black.
Okay. Well, if the maintenance department needs to do anything special to take that off the wall after you move, they will charge you for it.
Can you ask the man there if that's okay?
You can send management an email, and we can...
Oh, just ask someone. Just ask real quick. I'll hold.
I don't have anybody to ask. That if you want to send an email, you can check with management.
All right. Thank you. Well, that was incredibly boring, but it's okay, because I'm just going to try another apartment building. In fact, I think I'm going to go on the air for a bit, because it's almost noon. The XYZ show starts in about 30 minutes. So that gives me 30 minutes to make this prank happen right. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm booting up Mixler right now, and we'll just see how many of these I can get through in 30 minutes. Your voicemails are disgusting. Haha. I hope you feel like shit in the morning.
We have a joke for you.
Joke fast.
Just got done.
We have 30 minutes to do this. Do you guys know what Rust-Oleum truck bed coating is? I sure don't. Let's look at a video on YouTube and see what it is. I think I've heard of it. Like, it's you put it in your truck bed, you spray it on. Wow, this is a long intro for a spray-on truck bed video.
And so is your project. That's why we're providing these quick and easy instructions.
Oh, come on.
Worn, dented truck bed. By applying a coating that is durable and abrasion resistant.
So we've got an old rusty truck bed.
It helps keep cargo and trusted formula. And I'd like to point out tools and toolboxes.
Oh my God, just get to it. Okay, first you have to wash your truck bed.
Now you're ready to mask off the adjoining surfaces.
Then you got to mask off the adjoining surfaces.
Using the scuff pad included prime wherever needed, particularly rusted surfaces.
Then you put a bunch of Rust-Oleum primer. Make sure to use Rust-Oleum brand primer.
paint tray and begin rolling using the solvent-resistant...
Oh, you roll it on. I thought you sprayed it on.
...corners in areas that can't be reached with the roller. Use the brush. Remember, truck bed also comes in a spray...
Using the brush requires a music change.
Okay. ...hours. And then we recommend waiting 24 hours before you begin. You gain a durable, non-skid... Good luck with your project.
But don't they have spray on? Here, let's see. Spray on. Yeah. How to spray in a bed liner. Okay, let's look at this. We only have 30 minutes, you guys. XYZ is going to start in a minute. In 30 minutes. Oh, these guys don't have narration. But they have music. Listen to that. So basically, it's a thing. You spray into your into the bed of your truck, and it makes it all plasticky looking. And that's what I'm going to spray on my apartment walls. This is an idea that was sent in by Seth. Thank you, Seth. And he gave me an apartment to call, and I did it, and it wasn't funny at all. The girl there did not react. So now I have 30 minutes to make that call funny, because it's a great idea.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you for calling. This is Trisha. How may I help you?
Hi, Trisha. I'm a tenant here.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, has anyone complained about the fumes yet?
No.
Like
Which fumes?
Just the intense smell of oil-based truck bed lining fumes.
No.
That's
Where?
Good. I'm just making sure. That's all I needed to know. Is if there's no complaints, then I guess there's no problems.
Is it a smell in your home or outside?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it in here. I have to stick my head out the window. It's so strong because I've been doing some painting in here. Or not painting exactly. Do you know that stuff you spray in the bed of your truck?
Yeah.
And it makes a hard plastic coating, shell coating thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be cool to have the walls and ceiling and floor of my apartment to be that material.
Oh,
and
okay.
It is cool, but I wasn't expecting the smell like this.
Oh, sure. Well, what building and apartment are you in?
Building, I don't know. Like, I'm in 2A. Is that my building? Huh?
That's going to be your apartment number. Which building?
I don't know. It's the brick one. The half brick one.
Oh, a lot of them are brick.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Roy. It doesn't matter, Roy? Though. I don't need you to come over or anything. You're not invited. I'm just saying that I've coated the walls, like every wall in my apartment, with truck bed lining spray. So now I have a plastic... I live inside of a plastic shell now.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was just going to take down your building and apartment number in case any of your neighbors called.
Oh, you got my number there. Just call that back and let me know. And I mean, it's not like there's much I can do about it though, because I'm not done yet. I have to finish this up. I'm going to do the bathroom next.
Okay.
But
all right.
You know,
well, thank you for calling and checking in.
I put a fan in the window, so it's like it's sucking all the fumes out. So I think the smell will be gone in a couple days.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Is there any problems with this?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check into it. I'm not really sure. I haven't had anybody
how are you
do that before. So.
How are you checking?
I will have to check with management.
Oh, I can hold if you want to check real quick.
No, I'll call you back if there's any issues because my property manager isn't even in the office today.
Where is she at?
She's out of the state.
Which state did she go to?
She's on business trip.
What? Oh, what kind of business? Like apartment-related business or something else?
Yeah, it's through the corporate office.
Which state did she go to?
I'm not really supposed to disclose.
Why? I'm not going to go there. It's not like you're giving me her address in the other state.
Sorry, Roy.
It's not like I can narrow it down just by knowing which state.
Yeah, sorry.
There's like 50 states. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks.
All right, you have a great day.
Not reacting. Goodbye. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
See? See, that's what happened in the last call. I just didn't give a shit. Damn it. Okay, it's all right, though. We have 23 minutes until XYZ starts. What's an apartment manager need to go out of town on business? Like, out of state on business? She's just an apartment manager. Is she in trouble? Oh, yeah, forget this one. There's no apartment number listed on the post office site. I'm using the post office site because someone told me to. But it's totally failed me a couple times so far.
For apartments, this is Rhea.
Hi, Rhea. I'm a tenant here. I need to let you know about the fumes.
A tenant where?
At the apartment building.
Which one, dear? There's...
Well, I'm on Avenue.
Okay, at Square Apartments?
Yeah, apartment.
Okay, who's this?
This is Roy.
Okay.
Okay, why do you sound so upset about?
Because I don't know who you are.
Well,
I don't have a tenant named Roy.
No reason to get upset. No, I'm just
didn't think I was. I heard fumes and I saw Alto on my phone, and we have another complex out in Lowell. So I was kind of panicked, and I was going to hurry up and try to call somebody.
Well, no, there's no reason to panic. It's just it's just painting. You know that truck bed liner stuff?
Yes.
I've been coating the apartment in that because it makes everything like a hard plastic shell, so it's going to be easier to clean the walls and the ceilings and stuff.
Okay.
So, but I wasn't expecting all the fumes. Like, it's really smelly here. Has anyone complained yet?
No, and I guess I'm so confused right now.
Why?
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
You said you knew what I was talking about, truck bed liner spray on.
I know what that stuff is, like, but I'm at Square Apartments. Is there an issue with one of my apartments?
No, it's not an issue. I just wanted to let you know in case anyone complained about the smell of paint. The smell of the spray-on truck bed lining stuff.
Are you, like, a company near my apartment complex?
A company? No, I live here at the apartment complex.
And your name is Roy?
Yep.
What's your address?
1911.
1911?
Yep, and I wouldn't be in the computer, though, because I just, you know, I pay my rent to my roommate here, and he pays it to you guys.
1911 apartment number.
Well, it's not a number. It's
a letter.
Yeah.
A, B, L, which one?
There's a difference.
Oh, wow. Yeah, which one is it?
K.
K?
Yeah.
Have a great day.
What? Wow. Holy shit, what was that? Oh. Maybe K is her apartment. I said J. Come on. Someone in chat said I should tell them that I also painted the bed of my truck with
Square Apartments.
Hi, you hung up on me. What's the problem with apartment K? Holy shit. Yeah, I painted the bed of my truck with water-based latex paint or something. I don't know. It was funny. It was a good one. All right, 17 minutes to go. See if I can look up this address real quick.
Thank you for calling. Please, this is Aaron. How can I help you?
Hey, Aaron. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And has anyone complained about the smell yet?
Not today. About what smell?
Well, I've been spraying, you know, that truck bed liner stuff that you spray into the bed of your truck and it makes a hard plastic shell?
No, but...
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I've been spraying down my entire apartment with that. So I've got a hard plastic shell on my ceiling, my walls, carpet, just like in the bed of a pickup truck. But
you're doing that on purpose?
Yeah, yeah. It's just going to make it easier to clean the walls and the ceiling and everything, and to We won't have to vacuum the floor anymore. We'll just sweep it out. But I didn't know the fumes would be so strong, so it's really
What apartment?
K? I think it was
like, K, what number?
11.
K11?
Yep.
Okay. No one has said anything about the fumes as of yet, but I will let them know what it is.
That's good to know. Is that man in the background? He sounds important. What's he doing?
And he's working.
Oh, is he above you? Can I talk to him?
No, I'm sorry. He's unavailable. Is there something else I can help you with?
Well, I just wanted to see if anyone else would have a problem with this. Because you don't even know what I'm talking about. You've never heard of truck bed lining. So is there a man there?
Just one second. What was your name?
Roy.
Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
All right, just one second.
Okay. The post office site didn't have an apartment number for this one, so I guess I just guessed at the K11. And it seems to be correct. And she didn't lose her mind when I said the letter K. So that's good. Charles wants me to ask if she's a part of the sandwich making service here at the apartments. Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Mary.
Oh, hey, Mary. It's Roy. I don't know. I was talking to someone else. Did she tell you what was going on?
No. She just said that you wanted to talk. You didn't want to speak with her, so I had her just transfer.
Oh no, I didn't mean it like that. She just didn't know what I was talking about. Like, you know that truck bed lining stuff you spray in the bed of your pickup truck, and it makes it a hard plastic shell.
Uh-huh.
I've been spraying that in my apartment on the walls and ceiling and floor. So I basically live inside of a hard plastic shell now. And I didn't know the fumes would be so strong with that stuff.
You sprayed it inside your apartment?
Yeah, on the walls and the ceiling and the carpet. So, like the entire apartment's like a hard plastic shell now. So I was worried that the neighbors might complain about the fumes.
Okay.
And she said nobody'd complained yet, though.
What is the purpose for this?
Just because it would be easier to clean the walls and like it's like shiny and black, you know.
Look in Rent Manager and see if does it really show up as his number.
Okay, I guess I'm kind of thrown off.
Okay.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Why are you telling her to look into me and asking if this is a prank call? It's not a. I wouldn't joke about something like this. I'm a Christian.
I'm just shocked. So you sprayed it inside your apartment, and you just did it?
Yeah, well, I've been doing this all morning, and it's about finished. I'm getting ready to start on the bathroom. But I just...
If you can smell it out into the hallway, it would be too strong, and it would not be something that we would be able to let you do.
Oh.
If that smell is going to linger, if it's that strong.
Well,
I
put fans in the window, so I think it's going to be fine now. Like I'm sucking the air out of the apartment. I've got fans blowing out.
Okay.
How
are you going to get rid of it when you're done?
No, I don't want to get rid of it. It's kind of cool.
I mean, eventually at some point you'll need to.
Yeah, when we move out, but we don't have any plans to move out anytime soon.
Okay. So it's not going to stick to the wall or damage the wall?
Oh no, it's definitely, it's like a permanent thing. It's like we've sprayed the carpet. So like how the carpet looks fuzzy, like now it's like a fuzzy-looking plastic stuff.
Okay, how are you going to remove it, though, is what I'm asking.
I'm not. I'm not removing it.
Because when you move out, you'll have to remove it and put it back to its original condition?
Oh, you guys probably just replace the carpets anyway, right?
No, it depends on how long they've been there.
Oh, well, we plan to be here for a while. You can just get, like, a car detail company to come and remove it.
Okay, well, we'll have to get back with you on that, okay?
About what? No, I don't need any help. I just wanted to make sure nobody's complaining about the fumes, about the smell.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody yet, but like I said, that's not something that I can permit you to do.
Well, it's too late because I've already done it. Like, I've done the living room, the kitchen, and the bedroom, and the hall. I'm going to finish with the bathroom.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to have to get back with you on that. I've never heard of anyone doing this. It's not something that I'm giving you permission to do.
Okay.
I would have to speak with our regional manager on that, okay?
Okay. Well, no, I don't need you. Just, like, I'm done. Like, I'm going to do the bathroom next, and by the time you get back to me, I'll be finished. So it doesn't even matter.
Okay. All right.
And if you need to remove it from the walls, you just get boiling acid, and it comes right off.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't do that. You would be charged for that.
Well, I'm not going to do it. Like, that would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get back with you then.
Like, the fumes aren't even that big of a deal, because, like, I can still, like, over the fumes, I can still smell my neighbors cooking through the walls. So I doubt they're even that strong.
Yeah, at no time are you able to have any smells of your smells into the hallway. So if it's a strong smell that could make someone sick,
no,
you know,
that's
not something we can permit you to do.
It's not going to make anyone sick. And my neighbor's cooking makes me sick, and I don't complain. So
a bit different. You know, the smell of cooking is not going to make someone sick.
Oh, yeah, it does, because they're cooking, like, I'm sure it tastes like shit the way it smells. And I can still smell it over these fumes, so I don't think the fumes are a big deal. You're making something out of nothing.
Well, obviously you thought it might be something because you called to inform us.
I know. I was just making sure. I was being nice and making sure. I was being a good
tenant. As of now, we haven't gotten any calls.
Okay. Well, you don't have to have such an attitude about it.
I'm not having an attitude about it. I've not heard of this being done before. It's not something that I'm obviously giving you permission to do. So... you know, I will get back in touch with you after I contact our corporate office.
Okay, well, I don't really want you to. I probably won't even pick up the phone. I was just making sure.
Okay.
And you said that there's no problem.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
I love how at the beginning she kept, like, asking if it was a prank, but not covering the mouthpiece so I could just hear everything they were saying. All right, so we have 8 minutes. That one was better. I don't know if we're going to get this done in 8 minutes, though. I don't think we're going to get a truly epic response in 8 minutes.
Thank you for calling. This is Daisy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Daisy. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Yes. How can I help you?
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hey, has anyone complained about the smell?
No one has complained about any smells, but what building are you in?
11.
Building 11. Okay, and what is it that you're smelling, or what is it that's going on?
Oh, well, you know that truck bed lining stuff that you spray into the bed of a pickup truck and it makes the bed a hard plastic shell type thing?
Mm-hmm.
I've been spraying that all over my apartment, on the walls, on the ceiling and the floors, and you know, just to make it easier to clean up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make I wasn't expecting it to smell so strongly. And
no. Okay, when you go out into the hallway, do you smell it?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
You do.
Oh, holy crap. Yeah. So yeah, has anyone else?
Do you have your windows open, like, to air it out?
Well, I didn't want to open all of the windows, because then you guys might smell the marijuana. Because, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for that. I try to be a respectful neighbor and not keep my windows open when I smoke marijuana.
Okay, yeah, that's something that, you know, we don't allow, so...
Yep, that's why I keep the windows shut. But yeah, the smell of this truck bed liner spray stuff, it's just going right through the walls and everything.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'll see if anyone else does, or anyone does call about it. As far as I know, no one has. You said you're in 11, and what's your apartment?
K.
What was that?
K.
So what's your full address?
Well, it's building 11. I'm on...
Mm-hmm.
What's
the apartment number?
K is not an apartment number?
No, it would be a number.
Oh, that part. It's Is it a three-digit number?
Yes.
The one that's... okay, so yeah, that would be the 106.
106 yep. In building 11?
Yep.
No.
Has anyone else there heard of any complaints about the smell?
I can verify.
That'd be great.
One moment.
Okay.
Door Recreation. With room to run and play, you and your pet will enjoy the new ballpark.
Oh, yay.
Multiple
dog park.
Training stations, a dog wash location,
a
and
dog
a dog
wash.
Watering fountain. You can also take a short walk to the nearby park.
Oh, woohoo.
With an expansive playground and basketball court.
I want to live here.
Canada Park also offers beautiful nature walk trails. Thanks again for holding. Someone will be with you in a few moments.
Thank you for holding. This is Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that none of my neighbors were complaining about the smell.
Okay. What smell is it that you're having?
Oh, she didn't tell you any of this?
A little bit of it, but what's going on?
Oh, well, you know the spray stuff you put in the bed of your pickup truck? The mm-hmm. truck bedliner spray stuff?
Yeah.
I've been spraying that on the walls and the ceiling and stuff. In my
Why?
Apartment, just because it's a cool texture thing, and it's black, and it just kind of looks neat, and it's going to be easier to clean the walls and stuff like that. Like, I'm really into trucks, basically, and now this makes my entire apartment look like a big truck.
What apartment are you in?
106.
You're in 4170?
Mm-hmm, yep.
There is no 106 in 4170, hun. What's your name?
Roy.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
Can you spell that for me?
I don't really want to. Like, can I just wanted to make sure
Are
there was no...
Are you calling the right property?
Oh,
I think
definitely.
You may be calling the wrong property.
No, it's... And it's 4260.
Okay. But there's no 106 in Building 11, hun. There's just four. So it's 101, 102, 103, or 104. Are you on the first floor, then?
That's what I said, is 104.
Oh, you said 106. So you're in Building 11, number 104.
Sorry, yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's okay. I just want to figure out where you're calling from just so I can figure out, you know, if you're calling to see if we've had any complaints. Now,
okay.
Are you saying you're spraying black spray paint all over the walls?
No, it's not spray paint. It's truck bed liner. So it's like a plastic shell that's going to uh-huh. cover every wall in the apartment. Like, I've done most of it. I'm getting ready to do the bathroom and the
okay.
ceilings. I've done the ceilings and the walls. So it's
Do you
just
have
like,
a roommate that lives with you, Roy?
Yeah.
Okay, is it Diamond?
Mm-hmm, yep.
That's who you live with?
Yeah, and Diamond's fine with it.
Okay, all right. I just don't have you as an occupant on that apartment, that's all.
Oh, yeah,
I just pay
my rent to Diamond, and she said to keep myself scarce.
Okay.
It's a hush-hush deal.
If you're going to occupy the property, I do actually need you to be in our system so that when you call back, we can locate you. Everyone on the property that lives here that's over the age of 18 has to pass a criminal background check.
Oh, no. I that's not a good idea with me. If I call back in, I'll just say my name's Diamond. Just don't tell anyone there, please. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm not able to do that, so I will follow up and speak with Diamond about that. Is that a problem for you to take that background screening with us?
I just don't want to. Hey, is it a problem if I spray the carpets as well with this plastic stuff?
It is, yeah. Actually, we can't have you spray. I'm not exactly sure if you're talking about some kind of like black epoxy spray paint.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like a really strong...
And you want to put that on the carpet?
Well, it would be like a fuzzy, but it would be hard. It would be kind of... Like, I'm an artist, and it just seems like a really cool texture that it would make and... You could be able to walk on, and we wouldn't have to vacuum anymore. You just sweep it up.
But then what would I do when I need to move you out and move someone else in?
Oh, we're
not
moving out.
Spray painted carpet.
Yeah, we'll just change the carpets. You probably would anyway.
Perhaps. I think you guys actually have wood floor, don't you?
Well, I just mean the rugs. We have like a big rug over the whole thing. So the
you mean your own personal property.
So it would be fine to spray the wooden floors, though?
It would not, no.
Why not?
I don't suggest that. You said your name's Roy?
Yeah, I think it would just scrape right up, though, when we move out. You just take a flat chisel type thing and just scrape it up.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that. I definitely would not suggest that.
So the walls
is Diamond
fine,
home right now?
No, Diamond's at work. But it's okay to do the walls and the ceiling?
It's not. No, I'm not going to tell you that. It's not okay.
Well,
no.
We already did it.
But you're saying that that's putting off a strong smell, though, and you're doing that right now?
Yeah, I'm finishing up the hallway right now, and I'm going to get started on the bathroom.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
Okay. So you're okay with that, then, the bathroom?
No, I'm not okay with that.
Well, you didn't tell me to stop, so...
You can't spray paint the walls. It's not spray paint. You're able to paint, but you're not able to spray paint.
No, it's not spray paint though. It's more of a truck bed liner coating. It's a coating of stuff.
But it's not made for walls or drywall.
But it works. I mean, it's a hard plastic shell. That's why I did the ceiling, because I thought the hard plastic shell would be too heavy on the walls and it would just peel the whole wall off. So I put it on the ceiling too, and that kind of supports it. You know, up on top. It's like a support beam, but it covers the entire ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're doing this to 4170 number 104 is what you're saying is where you live.
Yep. Me and Diamond.
Okay. Okay. So I would advise against doing that, definitely, okay?
Well, I've already done it is what I'm saying. The entire apartment is now black.
Yeah, I understand, but I probably wouldn't continue to do anymore if I were you.
Well, I've got to chisel around the plugs, the outlets and the light switches and stuff, because we can't use the light switch unless I chisel them out.
Chisel around?
Yeah, well, I've sprayed over everything. So, like, you know, the lights are stuck on, so I need to be able to chisel out the light switch plates. And
your home right now... chiseling the light switches.
Well, I haven't done it yet. That's what I'm going to do next after I finish doing the bathroom and I finish up the hallway.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure what I can really tell you to do other than to stop. But, you know, if you've already started, then I'm really not sure what to tell you.
Practically finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I just
sprayed the ceilings as well?
Yeah. The ceiling in the living room and the kitchen. I haven't done the hallway yet. Because it's like less surface area on the walls, so I thought it would be fine. I don't think it's going to like peel the wall off and fall.
Okay. Yeah. Don't do that anymore.
Well,
okay.
I might have to do the ceiling to keep the walls in the hallway from falling over.
Do you want me to send someone over there to help you?
Oh, no. I'm fine. I'm
You're
pretty
good.
Much a
You're
professional
good.
At this. Okay. Yeah, I've done truck bed... linings for years.
Okay.
So I know what
right.
I know what
I
I'm
do
doing.
Have to get off the phone and I do have to run, but yep, just
where do you have to go?
I have a client here. So
which one?
Okay.
Which client?
I'm sorry?
Which client do you have there?
Are you asking for a name of somebody?
Yeah. I'm just curious. I'm just making conversation.
Yeah. I'm going to let you go, okay? But I am going to follow up with Diamond, okay? Today or probably tomorrow and just make sure everything's going okay in that apartment, all
yeah,
right?
Tomorrow's better because we're busy today. We've got a lot to do here.
Okay. You're busy today.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, you enjoy your day, okay? You have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. Say hi to the client
right,
for me that you won't tell
Bye.
Me because it's weird. Being weird.
Stacy, who was that? Daisy.
She forgot to hang up. Wait, just in case. Oh, no, there she goes. Okay, so, hey, where's the XYZ show? Wasn't XYZ in the chat room? There's no XYZ show yet. What are you doing, XYZ? I was counting on being able to leave at exactly 12:30. This is bullshit. What are you doing? I'm not going to stay here all day. Let me go to mixler.com/XYZ. UWA off air. There's people chatting in there.
Has come.
Ah, Jesus Christ. There
execute
he goes.
Execute Order 66.
Ah, this fucking
Once
thing.
Once more, the Sith.
XYZ in his Star Trek. He loves playing those Star Trek clips. So thanks for listening, everyone. It was kind of fun, I guess. Nobody got super pissed. Everyone just kind of knew it was a joke. I think if I turn this into a show, maybe I'll try and make a few more calls of basically the same thing. See if anyone reacts a little bit better. Maybe. So be sure to listen to the podcast version if I end up putting this up on the feed. Thanks for listening. Be sure to go to XYZ's show, which is starting right now. Starting out with his Star Trek clips. mixler.com/XYZQWA. Bye.
Enemy base in range.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, we can't end the show like that. By the way, hi everyone, pre-recorded Brad here. I've spent the last couple hours listening to XYZ while cleaning my room and doing the dishes, getting another one of my computers working here. It was a funny show. He was screwing with conferences again, jumping into conference lines and saying wacky things to them, trying to send faxes while they were having their conference. It was pretty good stuff. Be sure to look that up on his website, xyzshow.xyz. But anyway, I'm going to try just a few more apartment buildings here before we end the show and see if I can get anyone that cares just a little bit more than those previous people.
Thank you for calling. This is Cole. How may I help you?
Hey, Cole. I'm a tenant here in the apartments.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make sure nobody was complaining about the smell coming from over here.
Where are you at?
I'm in apartment 1024.
1024. Is something going on over there that would be causing a smell?
Oh, well, it's just fumes from all this paint. I've been you know that stuff that you spray on your truck bed to give it like a plastic...
The Linex stuff?
Yeah, that one, Rust-Oleum. I've been spraying that on all the walls and ceilings in here to kind of give the entire apartment a futuristic plastic look.
Wait, inside the unit?
Yeah, just on all the walls. So I didn't realize it was going to smell so bad, though. Like, it's
yeah, no one's complained about anything yet.
Okay, that's great. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll make note of that.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
So is it, that's okay, right, to coat the walls and ceilings with rust?
I mean, it just needs to be returned to the original paint when you do move out.
Oh, yeah, right. Good luck with that. It's like plastic. It's like a plastic shell over all the walls now.
So are you telling me you're just going to leave it like that? Like,
well,
that's
we don't plan to move out for a long time, so it's probably fine.
Right, but I'm just saying that in the lease it states that you would have to return the apartment to its original condition before moving out.
Oh, well, we could paint the plastic shell white. Like, right now it's black. So we could paint it white.
You
and
painted the interior of the apartment black?
No, we didn't paint it black. It's just that those truck bed shells there, the color I got was black.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, basically all the walls and ceilings are black now.
Are you serious right now?
Oh, yeah. But I can paint them white when we leave is what I'm saying. It's just going to be like the walls are going to be more of a cool texture when we leave than when we arrived here.
Right, but that would have to come down. Like, you can't change the texture of the walls.
But it's better because, I mean, it's easier to clean. Like, you can't really get holes in the walls as easily anymore.
As easily?
It's like...
Holes aren't usually aren't that easy to put in the walls.
Oh, yeah. You haven't been to our place, I guess.
I'm sorry. What was your apartment number again?
It's 1024.
1024?
Yep.
I mean, I can check with my manager to see what you're doing is okay. I've never heard of that sprayed inside the apartments before. So I would just need to get clarification. So, I mean, I can't tell you here and now if that's okay. I just, the only thing I can let you know is that, you know, if anyone paints the apartments, they would just have to return it to its original condition before moving.
Okay,
out.
Is the manager there? I could hold.
Yeah, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, sorry for the hold. Are you still there?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, the manager's going to be over there in just a little bit. He just would like... Are you home now?
Well, he can't come in right now. Like, can I get him on the phone?
Well, he's in the middle of a meeting right now. He's just going to try and wrap up and head over there. Are you there now?
Well, yeah, but the door won't open because I sprayed this Rust-Oleum truck bed liner over the door. I was
okay,
gonna,
yeah, because he wants to take a look at it just to
yeah,
was, give you the yes or no on it.
I was going to chisel it out later.
Chisel it out?
The door. Like I sprayed over the door.
So you're sealed inside the apartment right now?
Yeah, well, except for the windows. I didn't do the windows. The windows are, you know, I'm opening the windows so the smell comes out.
So, yeah, so would he be able to, like, peek through the window and see what's going on?
Well,
and
I've got the curtains
to...
shut right now. I don't really want him. That's weird. Why does he want to peek in the windows? Sounds creepy.
Well, sir, you're kind of doing something that's completely against, you know, policy to do in your apartment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It doesn't sound like it's something that should normally be sprayed inside a home.
Hmm. I didn't know that. I thought it'd be fine.
And you didn't think to check with us ahead of time, or?
Well, it just didn't seem like a big deal. It's just truck bed liner. It just turns the entire apartment into a plastic shell.
Truck bed liner.
Yeah, I did the...
I mean, it's kind of in the name.
I did the living room. Yeah, but I'm thinking outside the box. But I did the living room.
Okay, hold on for me just
a moment. The kitchen. Okay.
Yeah, hold on for me just a moment.
All right.
Whether your definition of a family includes a spouse, pets, or kids.
Dedicated Zen garden only.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Just so I'm understanding correctly, you did like a Linux, something that you use inside the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, yeah. It makes
you did that to your apartment.
Yeah, it makes like all the walls and the ceilings have like a hard plastic shell. It's like
it's just
a spray-on thing.
So
it's not a big deal.
You have, yeah, I did it in my truck. I know exactly what this is. So have you already performed this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, most of it. I did the living room, the kitchen, the bedroom,
okay.
And I'm working on the hallway right now, and then I'm going to finish up with the bathroom.
Okay. Well, I'm on property, so I am going to go ahead and come over to your apartment. I need you to stop what you're doing immediately.
Well, if I stop...
And this is a very serious thing. No, you need to stop, sir. You can't spray in a plastic bed liner inside that entire apartment. This is a major, major thing, a change that you are making to the apartment, and major changes, altercations like this, absolutely 100% need to be approved. I need you to stop what you're doing,
and I'm going to go ahead and
walk over to your apartment real quick.
Well, I can't open the door right now because I sprayed the truck liner over the door, and I'm going to chisel it out later.
So do you see the problem with that? You have to chisel your way out of your own apartment, and
just,
you thought that this was okay?
Just one time.
I mean, I'm wondering if this is a joke. I'm contemplating whether you are playing a joke on me right now.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm even saying that with a smile. I'm even saying that I'm like, this can't be real.
No, it's just I just wanted to do something different in my apartment, so I thought the plastic
shell. Is your patio
shell...
door open? Because I am going to come over to your apartment.
Well, no, I really don't want you to come over right now. Can you just wait till it's finished and you can see what it looks like tomorrow?
No.
Because I need you to
stop what you're doing, and I will contact my legal team right now if you do not stop what you were doing. I need you to stop.
I don't care
how much money you spent. I do not care. You need to stop what you are doing right now.
If I stop right now, there's going to be seams. Because, like,
If you shouldn't have started this to begin with.
Yeah,
should not have started this to begin with, period. And if you do not stop right now, I'm already going to call my legal team anyway. What you are doing, you are completely making a major altercation to this apartment. You cannot do these things.
No,
it's in your lease agreement.
When we move out, I'll just chisel it away. It's not a big deal.
It's a very big deal. This is absolutely 100% inside your lease agreement. Any major alters that you want to make to the apartment, you need to get okay by us.
But it's not an alteration, really. It's just a shell.
It's absolutely. You are putting a plastic liner on the completely inside of your apartment. This is a major thing that you're changing. I need you to stop.
I mean, it's a
I need
change
you to
while
stop
I'm
what you're doing right now.
Here, but
this isn't up for discussion. It's not up for discussion.
But
if you are legitimately using a Linux inside of your apartment right now, this is not up for discussion. You need to stop what you're doing, period.
Okay. Well, I got to finish the hall at least. I got to do the hall.
Okay. You go ahead and do that, and I'm going to be serving you an immediate termination notice.
So I have permission?
I will be serving you that.
I have permission to go ahead and do that?
No, you don't have any permission. You've already done it. I'll be contacting the attorneys right now on that.
I'm recording the call, and I just got it on recording where
you said you go ahead and keep doing that. You can record the call. I'll be contacting the legal team.
But no,
things like this need to be okayed by the office, period.
You said to go ahead and keep doing it, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to do the hallway.
That's fine. You go ahead and continue to do what you're doing.
You'll
be hearing from the legal team.
I got that on recording, but like I won't do the bathroom until you see the rest, and you'll see how cool it is.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
But like. Okay. Won't he be surprised when he sees that apartment looks just fine? He sure changed his tune quickly. He said he was saying this with a smile, and then all of a sudden, I'm getting the legal team.
Thank you for calling. Apartments, Brenda speaking.
Hey, Brenda. I'm a tenant here at Galleria, and I just wanted to make sure that nobody was complaining about the odor coming from our apartment.
What apartment?
1062.
What's the odor?
It's just like a really strong odor of... It smells kind of like oil-based paints.
So what are you guys doing?
Oh, we're, you know that stuff that you spray in the bed of your pickup truck that makes it have a hard plastic shell inside?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, we're putting that on all the walls and the ceilings.
What?
You know, we're just coating the walls and ceilings with that so that our apartment is like this hard plastic shell instead of drywall.
You can't do that.
Oh, no, it works. We weren't sure it would hold on the walls, but it does just fine.
It's, I think, according to your lease,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to come in so that you can discuss any changes in your apartment before you do it.
Well, it's not a change, really. It's just covering every surface with a hard plastic shell.
On your walls?
Yeah, and ceilings. We're doing the ceilings, too. It kind of looks like Star Trek in here. It's like futuristic looking.
I'm sorry, so you can't do that.
Well, we've already done it. It's just I didn't expect the smell to be so strong. So no,
we'll have to come and take a look at that.
Oh no, it's okay. We don't need anyone in here. I just like.
No, we need to know if that's okay according to your lease.
Has anyone complained?
That's not the point.
I know, but I wanted to make sure. I didn't want to annoy any of my neighbors.
I think you're in violation of your lease agreement.
No, we're not modifying the apartment. It's just a plastic shell.
When you're coating the walls and the ceiling with a hard plastic, you're modifying your apartment.
Yeah, we can just. I think it'll just pull right out when we'll just cut it into pieces and it'll just fall off the walls, basically.
Let me get your name and number and give you a call back.
Okay.
I need to discuss this with the manager.
All right. My name's Roy, and my number's in your caller ID.
I don't have caller ID.
Oh.
Roy, what's your phone number?
Okay, area code 814-422-5309.
So you coated your walls and your ceiling with a hard plastic to make it futuristic like Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
There's a big difference.
Okay. All right. I will give you a call back.
But do you know how long it'll be? Like, can I just hold and talk to someone?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, Roy?
Uh-huh.
We'll be over there in a few minutes.
Oh, no, you can't come over right now.
We can.
No, I mean, like, the door won't open.
The door won't open.
Why, I sprayed the hard plastic shell over the door, and I haven't sawed it out yet.
You said you sprayed the hard plastic on the door, and it hasn't come out yet. We're on our way.
I mean, it won't open, is what I'm saying. Like,
we're
going
to kick the door in, then.
You can't kick it in. It's a hard plastic shell, like, unless you guys are like Terminators.
If it's a hard plastic shell, we'll just get a drill or something and knock it in.
No, okay. I don't give you permission to do that. Stay the fuck away from my door.
You can't modify your apartment like that.
I obviously can because I did it. And
you're in violation of your lease agreement and subject to termination of your lease.
I don't think that's true because we read the lease.
Read your lease, sir.
No, I read it and it didn't say anything about a hard plastic truck cleaning bed shells.
Hard plastic is a modification. No, you know what? We'll just be by.
It doesn't. I sprayed Pam on the walls, you know, so it won't stick. It'll just peel right off when we move out if you spray Pam on the walls first. I think that would work. I think I'm done with these. I keep trying to call other places and nobody else will pick up. But everyone's homework assignment for tonight is if you have an apartment, if you're a renter, you need to buy a big barrel of Rust-Oleum. Spray on bedliner stuff and turn your apartment into a futuristic plastic shell that looks just like Star Wars. I mean, Star Trek. I guess both would apply, really. Make sure the color is black. Come on, be original. Oh, holy shit. I'm looking on this YouTube video, and there's removing the Line-X bed liner from a pickup truck.
Hello, this is How To Bob, and I recently had some work done on my pickup truck bed, and it required some welding.
Oh, wow. Nice intro.
It's a toxic into strips.
So, yeah, you just razor the stuff off, and it peels right out.
Bed liner, the bed underneath.
Off of metal, anyway.
It's a little more dull.
Leaves a lot of scratches on the actual metal. But I don't think it'll leave scratches on the drywall. It's fine.
Use my 7-in-1 tool and pry it up.
Yeah, see, it just pulls right up. This doesn't look hard at all.
Good piece of
listen how easily that's coming up.
I can grab it by hand and help out the channel locks.
Not a problem.
Actually, I'll get a big enough piece. You'll see it peels right off. That I can do it by hand.
I don't know if he's removing the spray-on bed liner, though. That might be an actual bed liner. I have no idea. I've never owned a pickup truck. I don't know how these things work. I just know that they would make awesome walls in an apartment, and everyone's homework assignment is to spray their apartment walls and ceilings and carpets with Rhino Lining Truck Bed Liner. That's what Seth says to use. He wants everyone to use the Rhino brand. Thanks for the idea, Seth. It was fun.
Hello there, this is Mr. Biggs from the Stick It with Mr. Biggs podcast, and I would like to officially distance myself from the Snowplow Show and Phone Losers of America and all their nonsense and whatnot. I do not approve of calling people on the phone and making a fool of yourself, wasting their time. It's not a good use of your time, their time, all the phone company's time. Leave them alone.
Hey, guess what? I was hanging out.
Hi, Corbin guy.
In this, you know, RV trailer park for a while, and I turned the entire mobile home community.
What are you, Canadian?
Into a antenna so I can get radio signals from space.
They must have been those Airstream trailers, right?
I use speaker wire. You know, and I just laid out the speaker wire all sneakily, ninja-like, and I attached it to the mobile homes, and then the sons of bitches,
crazy,
yeah, and I stay up at night and I listen to the sounds of space.
That's insane.
The sounds of space.
Did it sound like this? That's what it sounds like to me whenever I pull in signals from space. Every time. Thanks for leaving 4 messages in a row, Corbin guy. We'll never know what the other one said.
Hi, Roy.
Because I'm a dick.
Here's today's thoughts on postmodern cactus theory.
Oh, great.
If one examines the material paradigm of cactus, one is faced with a choice. Either reject the constructive paradigm of reality or conclude that narrative is created by the collective cactus. But only if culture is equal to cactus.
Okay.
Otherwise, cactus may be used to entrench cactus. In the works of Roy, a predominant cactus is the concept of neo-cacti truth.
I see.
The primary theme of the works of Roy is not narrative.
Thank you.
As Steve Dave would have it.
Your 30 seconds
but
is up.
Cactus. It could be said that Roy's...
I'm sure the rest of it's great, but I need to hurry up so I can go watch I Regret Jumping play Quiplash. Oh, yeah, it's called Quiplash. I just found that out in the chat room.
What's this only releasing 1 or 2 videos per week? Why not 1 video every day?
I know. Sorry.
What are we not paying for you for, Brad?
Sorry.
I didn't kill the Chinese for this.
I'll try to do better. I've got another one scheduled for tomorrow, and maybe this weekend I'll get some more put up on the YouTube channels.
Hey, Brad. Sloan, this time calling from a payphone at the hospital in the University of Michigan.
Hello.
Just want to say all your shows recently have been really good.
Sounds like crap.
I look forward to receiving the PLA coin in the mail.
Anyway, oh, that's a scam. There's not really a PLA coin.
Cactus.
I was just trying to get a bunch of free Kickstarter money. That's all.
You.
Whoa, listen to that hang up. Wow, only 1 voicemail left. Oh, Jesus.
Hey. Hey, Brad. It's Aaron from Facebook.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
I'm walking, so... Sorry for all the background noise.
It's okay.
But I need to let you know there's a gas leak in your house.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to need you to...
I think that's just the fumes from the truck bed liner stuff.
Take your microwave and break the window. to let the gas out. And
thanks, Aaron.
I need you to also pound on the window and yell, 206, Reggie, I need you. This is very important.
All right.
Please do this. Just follow my instructions. Bye.
Crap. I better end the show quickly then. Not only because I want to watch I Regret Jumping and King Richard and Olga and everyone else play Quiplash while I quickly finish up editing everything, but also because there's a gas leak in my house. I need to run downstairs, grab the microwave, throw it out the window, you know the drill, put a towel under the door, and start yelling the code words so the fire department knows where to come. So thank you, everybody, for listening today's show. Thank you, chat room, for all of the ideas and the live show today. Thank you, FN Reality, for sponsoring today's episode. And don't forget to be listening to The Art of Phone Larking tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific on Mixlr.com/prankcallnation. Bye, everyone. See you next week, assuming King Richard and Olga don't smash my head in and throw me in the trunk.
Went pretty well.
Yeah, it was good. Some of it threw, I don't know, I get thrown off.
I know, because the nerves are so different.
Yeah.
Maybe it would help if I knew why we're seeing Jack.